Sully, how's your pre-season going? Be nice to get a full one under your belt.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of my firsts where I've been able to do a full pre-season, and body's feeling good, and I think the time I had off has sort of helped my sort of body heal a bit, and I'm sort of, you know, a bit leaner and feeling a bit stronger.
Have you lost a few kgs?
No, I'm actually, everyone thinks I've still lost a few kilos, but I'm actually either a little bit heavier, but just a little bit leaner, and I'm still able to cover the ground fairly well, so going all right.
So you must be feeling like you're going this year at 105. Last year, what are you?
Probably about 108, 110, something like that. So I'm still probably a little bit heavier than where I want to be, but probably play at 110, but that's fully loaded. So with all the food and hydrolytes and everything else they give us to take. So
is that the same as you were last year?
I think I was a bit lighter last year. Okay. Yeah, I sort of didn't, because I couldn't have, I didn't have the sort of work I needed to get into my body. I sort of wasn't able to have the strength there. So, probably a little bit heavier.
Well, you look really streamlined. Is that your skin folds better? You said you were leaner. Are you talking skin folds there?
DEXA scan's probably down a fair bit from where it was the previous years. And I just sort of tried to, over my break, I probably, normally I let myself blow out a fair bit, but this time I sort of just tried to keep it sort of around the 110 mark and just keep myself sort of fit, keep sort of training throughout my break, because I didn't really have much of a year last year, as you all know. So I just tried to keep myself active and, yeah, keep the brain moving as well, and have a bit of a goal to where I wanted to be when I came back from pre-season.
Where is that, Charlie? Where do you want to get to?
I just wanted to be able to do a full pre-season and be fit and be able to produce sort of game day week in, week out, and, not fall up. Fall over the edge and sort of fall in a hole, and I wanted to be able to do as much pre-season as I can. Didn't want to be managed too much, but just to try and do everything I could, and just so I can come into the season and be confident in my body and what I can produce.
Do you feel like we haven't seen the best of you yet?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, I suppose I am turning 30, but I've sort of haven't felt the way I have in a while. I mean, probably my 2017 season was probably my best to date, but I still think I've got stuff that I can improve on from that year. And I mean, it's been up and down sort of thing. That's the way football is, and you know, you can never have nothing's always going to go your way every time, you know, so you got to fight through your ups and downs, and sometimes it feels like there's a few more downs than there are ups, but you know, I'm sort of pushing through that.
What about your downs, Charlie? You were open about your mental battles last year. Are you in a better headspace?
Yes and no. I mean, there's always certain things that can sort of trigger you and sort of make you sort of fall back into a place where, you know, you're dwelling on old things and where you've been and sort of where you're coming from. But I'm definitely sort of in a better place because I'm training and I'm able to sort of keep my mind busy and just sort of try and relinquish some of the pressures that are, you know, on my mind, and I'm able to keep myself busy with some of the stuff I'm doing outside of football and not dwell on too much and just sort of live in the now, I suppose, and try to take every day day by day, I suppose.
How much better do you feel this time compared to the same time last year?
Well, there was a whole lot of unknown last year, so I can say I'm tenfold in front of where I was this time last year, especially with sort of my mental state, I suppose. But I'm feeling good.
Brett Montgomery spoke before Christmas. He said a fit and firing Charlie Dixon gives the club that competitive beast that they're so desperate to see. What are your goals for this year?
Well, like I said, I want to play every game and do everything I can for my team, and whether that's, you know, like taking marks, kicking goals or whatever. Like, also, I've always got goals where I want to kick goals and take marks and anything like that. But in the day, I've just got to do what my team wants from me, my coaches want from me, and that's create a contest and be a competitor that I know I am, and do everything I can to make us better.
Do you feel you have to sort of set those standards in terms of being that enforcer, I suppose, in the forward 50?
I don't think I have to set this. I just think it's the way I've sort of always played, and it's something that, you know, regardless of my form, I've always sort of been able to bring that sort of competitiveness in the forward line. So that's something that, you know, like that's come naturally to me, but it's a sort of working around the way the forward line's going to look this year, and with our rucks and everything like that. So it's just, you know, the time's going to take to, you know, get used to what the way we're going to play and all that sort of stuff.
You talked about, you know, having that pressure, and that's more what sort of you had last year, obviously, in terms of putting that pressure on yourself. How are you sort of feeling now in terms of how do you focus on not having that pressure on yourself?
Well, it's hard. I mean, like, it also, you've got, like, you know, end of contract sort of stuff like that as well, and you know, it's just trying to take it game by game and worrying about the now and just basically getting through one contest at a time with football, and then day by day sort of through the week, and making sure I prepare and recover and do everything I can to make sure I can produce on game day.
Does the contract stuff play in your mind a little bit?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm 29 and, you know, turned 30 this year, and, you know, some, like, we always had older players come in the club and tell us, like, you know, before you blink, it'll be over, you know, like, you'll be towards the end, and, like, you don't really take notice of that, and then here I am 29 and towards the end of my career, and you're like, oh, those old blokes were bloody right, you know, like, and you know, I think I can still play for another 3-4 years and my body holds up, and I want to do that. But it's the same thing is like, am I going to have a spot in the team, and can I still produce on game day? Can I, you know, there's all these questions you ask yourself when you get a little bit older and you start to see these young blokes come through and knocking on the door, you know. So, you know, no one's ever safe. No one's, you can't get comfortable, and that's sort of something I like. I like the competitiveness of the young blokes we have on our side and coming forward and coming through the team, and they keep you on your toes, and I want to play for as long as I can and as long as my body will let me. Sometimes it feels like it doesn't want to go anymore, but I reckon I've got a few more years left in me.
You started the last year.
No.
And you said about improvements in your game. What areas of your game are you focusing
on? Probably my running capacity a little bit more, body work, and also, like, just getting back to my routine and set shots and stuff like that, and you know, knowing that I can do it and I have done it, and just been able to, you know, focus on the little things that I know I can do, and having the confidence in myself to be able to know that I can produce and sort of move forward.
You talked about the young guys. How encouraged have you been by the likes of Georgiadis and Devin Williams and these guys that have come to the club?
Yeah, Georgiadis, he's flying over the top of my head taking marks. He's going to be a special player, and all the young boys have come in with a great attitude, and the camp was really good. We've just got, like, another really good group of young lads coming through, and seeing Butters and Rosie and Dersma, they're growing even more, and I just think we've got a good group of young lads, and they've sort of, the way they sort of conduct themselves around the club is unreal, and I'm just very excited to see what they can produce this year.
Charlie, a couple of years ago you sort of said, kick it to me, it's my forward line. It was all pretty exciting and everyone wanted to see you sort of take control, and do you think this year might be a case of sort of share the load a bit more, so it's not just all on your side?
I still sort of say that, but it's just
every key forward wants the ball.
Yeah, every key. I mean, you've got to want the ball, and I still say that. But most of the time, yeah, I mean, got to do what's best for the team. And sometimes I probably demand it a little bit too much, and the lads look for me a little bit too much. But well, the way we're sort of moving the ball now, it's sort of, I feel like it's going to be good, and whoever's there, like, I think Rob likes to play a little bit deeper, a little bit behind me, and so we'll be fighting for that position a little bit sometimes. But I think he'll probably get it because he's Rob. But that's it. We've got to share the load, and whatever works best for the team. I mean, we've got a lot of talent going through the forward line, through the midfield, through our back line. I mean, we've got a lot of depth, and boys looking good.
Wasn't you that collided with Ollie the other day, was it?
No, it wasn't. That was two balls, big Pep. Yeah, it's just unfortunate. That's the way football is. I mean, people said they were carrying on about Ollie last year, just thought he was living his life, and an accident happened, and he's doing what he's paid to do, and he did the other shoulder. So that's the way it goes. I mean, it's football and life, and nothing is promised. So, I mean, it's unfortunate for Ollie, but you know, there's not a bloke I know that's going to work any harder than him to get himself back. And it's just one of those things that, you know, like, football's very unforgiving. And he's got a bit of a tough break in the last couple of years, but he'll do everything he can to get back. And I think he's probably, I'm not too sure when he'll be back playing, but I think he'll be at the club tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Mate, is your league 100% now?
Yeah, I think so. It's going all right.
And you play the intra club on Friday?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Just going to have to wrap this up. One more. But I think Liam might want to ask a couple more. Do you know what to ask about being here?
I just want to ask about China. Is it difficult not knowing where, when, or would you, if it doesn't go ahead, would you like to play at Alberton, at Adelaide
Oval? We really enjoy that China trip. It breaks a year up fairly well, and at the moment we're still sort of planning on going. But you know, like, it's kind of a big deal with what's going on all over the world at the moment. But we're going to do what's best for everyone in this sort of situation. But whatever happens, happens, and we'll play wherever.
Is there concerns though that, I mean, people obviously are dying, that any players don't want to go, or do you refuse to go?
Oh, well, look, we've just got to wait to hear what they say. And, like, we don't really make sort of... We won't... They'll come and ask us and see what happens. But at the moment, like, we're planning on going. But the way it's going, you just don't know. It's, like, well and truly above my head. So I've got no idea.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Charlie.